Again, the little mole traced the lettering on the door. He was unable to read or write.
We wonder what this year place be called.
Bickle stared at the lettering, blinked and yawned. Sleep was beginning to overcome her. The word on the door was written thus, Brockhall. She pretended that she could read and translated.
I can read words better than you, Rug. It say, hide an ear from Doreen.
Brr, you making it up.
No, I not.
Yes, you bees.
Bickle was tired and not prepared to continue the argument, so she changed the subject.
I wonder what down those steps.
The mole babe ventured to the top step and peered downward into the gloom.
Something shiny.
Bickle scoffed.
You'd not see something shiny down the steps.
Ruggan was a mole babe born to argue.
Oh, yes, I did.
Bickle sat down, leaning against the wall. She closed her eyes, not wanting to get into another debate with her stubborn friend.
Well, if it be nice and shiny, you go and get it for me.
Ruggan needed no second bidding. He was overcome with curiosity.
Right then, I'll go and get it to show he oi speak true.
Nerving himself up, he descended the steps, hugging the side wall closely. Bickle dozed off, amid visions of Cavern Hole and a wonderful meal of hot plum pudding with creamy almond sauce and a beaker of strawberry cordial. She was very partial to anything with the flavour of strawberries. But she was instantly brought back to reality by the sound of a gruff mole shriek as Ruggum came out of the gloom like a dark furred cannonball, a shiny golden object gripped in one paw. He grabbed Bickle with his free paw and pulled her along, out into the rain and wind.
Oh, come on, quick-like!
Bickle dug her footpaws in, reluctant to be out in the weather. However, the look of shock and dumb terror on Ruggum's face and the fearful glance he shot over his shoulder at the dark hole behind them soon decided her. Wordlessly, she ran headlong beside him, out into the darkness of the storm-torn woodlands. Brambles snagged their smocks. Sodden shrubbery made them stumble. Rain beat in their faces. Both Dibbons fled as though a pack of foxes were after them.
Over here! I see 'em! There they go!
The strange, gruff-sounding voice sent them scurrying even faster, hearts pounding fearfully, sobbing for breath. Suddenly, they were seized in a grip of iron. Their tiny footpaws left the ground as they were whirled high into the air.
Ha! Gotcha, me little beauties!